Whenever we've spoken, particularly at events where there's HR managers, they recognise that this is an important part. When we've spoken to offshore medics themselves and surveyed offshore medics, more training around mental health comes up all the time. So I think they're recognising that they could be more skilled in this area, and also I think they are recognising that the risks are probably greater now. You know, people, as I said before, are working in a high-risk environment, away from their families, but also now, job security may not be what it was. They may have had cuts to their salary. They may be having difficulties at home, and that being away. And also, one of the things is that as you get a workforce that is getting slightly older, the responsibilities and concerns that they have from home change. You know, so some workers will have young families, some will have older families, and the disruption to family life of being offshore and then back can be quite stressful on everyone. So there's an opportunity when someone is offshore, they have some downtime, if they're looking for someone to speak to, if they're looking for someone to just share some of their feelings with, then it's important that there are people there who can actually facilitate that. And that's what it's all about. It's not about some complicated therapy of any description. It's just about enabling people, A, to be able to facilitate those helping conversations, and B, give people confidence that if someone says something that they find challenging, that they'll be able to come back and help that person move on.